You are going to listen to an interview about the price of fame. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Andy Mason, and you're currently listening to What's Up on ACR, your favorite radio station. Today, we are talking about celebrities. Man, I love hearing what's new with all those crazy famous people out there. Not a day goes by without one of them making the front page of a trashy magazine or newspaper. And that's what the fans want, right? We want nasty stories. We want scandals. We want all those pics that do not necessarily show our celebs at their best. And who makes that possible? That's right, the paparazzi. A steadily growing number of people whose job it is to hunt down celebrities wherever and whenever possible, pursuing one big aim, the pictures that everybody wants. Celebs wouldn't be that famous and interesting if it wasn't for the paparazzi who follow their every move. The only problem? Paparazzi are becoming more and more aggressive and unpredictable, which brings this whole issue to a completely new level. Since I'm not an expert on paparazzi and their latest techniques, I've invited Jeanette Walsh, a successful magazine editor and a former chaser of the rich and famous herself, who can give us some insight. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hello.
Jeanette, what are your thoughts about stars and paparazzi?
Well, first of all, it's clear that one can't exist without the other. This is okay, I guess, but the boundaries are fading more and more, which makes it difficult for both sides to do right by the other.
Could you explain that a little?
Today, information spreads around the globe in real time via internet and features like Twitter or YouTube. You hear something and you record it. A few minutes later, you can share it with the whole world. You can take a picture and send it around the world in no time. Also, pictures can easily be made to look much worse than they are using Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is what paparazzi use to make big money, and that's exactly what makes celebrities not only transparent, but also extremely fragile.
Which might also be a reason for more and more celebs behaving really aggressively when confronted with paparazzi. Assault not ruled out.
True. And, I mean, a lot of stars have already been sued for both verbal and physical assault. People you'd never think of, like Cameron Diaz, for example. And the stars are complaining more and more. It's things like online celebrity blogs or unbelievably aggressive tabloids that specialize in embarrassing and scandalous pictures and stories that put famous people under a lot of pressure.
And the paparazzi?
Oh, they couldn't care less. According to them, celebrities have no right to complain about the measures paparazzi often take to get what they want, because they have made a Faustian pact, selling their soul for worldly riches and at the same time trading their privacy for fame and popularity.
Aha. Well, what kind of measures do paparazzi use then?
Various things. One thing you need if you want to be taken seriously as a paparazzo is the right equipment. The telephoto lens, for example, is something good paparazzi own. Lots of them use listening devices as well. What really constitutes a problem, though, are their techniques. Not only do they follow stars in public nonstop, they also invade people's privacy by entering private property or crashing private events like weddings.
Whoa.
Hidden cameras or wiretapping are only two more examples of how far they go to be the first to report their juicy news. Some paparazzi even provoke stars until they completely freak out in order to take pictures that will sell. I mean, car accidents have been staged just to get a couple of pictures.
Wow, that's pretty dangerous.
And sometimes even life-threatening.
How do the celebs take it?
That depends. While exhibitionists like Paris Hilton embrace the media, most celebrities struggle. Being on display 24/7 is usually extremely stressful, which is why a growing number of stars are either refusing to answer any personal questions whatsoever. Jodie Foster would be an example. Or they really try to protect and defend their privacy. Some stars have started to fight back.
Fight back?
Yes. George Clooney, for example, anonymously feeds paparazzi with false sightings via certain websites to confuse them.
That's interesting. I'd love to come back to this after the break. Jeanette, thank you very much for this first insight.
My pleasure.
To our listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Andy Mason, and you're currently listening to What's Up on ACR, your favorite radio station. Today, we are talking about celebrities. Man, I love hearing what's new with all those crazy famous people out there. Not a day goes by without one of them making the front page of a trashy magazine or newspaper. And that's what the fans want, right? We want nasty stories. We want scandals. We want all those pics that do not necessarily show our celebs at their best. And who makes that possible? That's right, the paparazzi. A steadily growing number of people whose job it is to hunt down celebrities wherever and whenever possible, pursuing one big aim, the pictures that everybody wants. Celebs wouldn't be that famous and interesting if it wasn't for the paparazzi who follow their every move. The only problem? Paparazzi are becoming more and more aggressive and unpredictable, which brings this whole issue to a completely new level. Since I'm not an expert on paparazzi and their latest techniques, I've invited Jeanette Walsh, a successful magazine editor and a former chaser of the rich and famous herself, who can give us some insight. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hello.
Jeanette, what are your thoughts about stars and paparazzi?
Well, first of all, it's clear that one can't exist without the other. This is okay, I guess, but the boundaries are fading more and more, which makes it difficult for both sides to do right by the other.
Could you explain that a little?
Today, information spreads around the globe in real time via internet and features like Twitter or YouTube. You hear something and you record it. A few minutes later, you can share it with the whole world. You can take a picture and send it around the world in no time. Also, pictures can easily be made to look much worse than they are using Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is what paparazzi use to make big money, and that's exactly what makes celebrities not only transparent, but also extremely fragile.
Which might also be a reason for more and more celebs behaving really aggressively when confronted with paparazzi. Assault not ruled out.
True. And, I mean, a lot of stars have already been sued for both verbal and physical assault. People you'd never think of, like Cameron Diaz, for example. And the stars are complaining more and more. It's things like online celebrity blogs or unbelievably aggressive tabloids that specialize in embarrassing and scandalous pictures and stories that put famous people under a lot of pressure.
And the paparazzi?
Oh, they couldn't care less. According to them, celebrities have no right to complain about the measures paparazzi often take to get what they want, because they have made a Faustian pact, selling their soul for worldly riches and at the same time trading their privacy for fame and popularity.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, what kind of measures do paparazzi use then?
Various things. One thing you need if you want to be taken seriously as a paparazzo is the right equipment. The telephoto lens, for example, is something good paparazzi own. Lots of them use listening devices as well. What really constitutes a problem, though, are their techniques. Not only do they follow stars in public non-stop, they also invade people's privacy by entering private property or crashing private events like weddings.
Whoa.
Hidden cameras or wiretapping are only two more examples of how far they go to be the first to report their juicy news. Some paparazzi even provoke stars until they completely freak out in order to take pictures that will sell. I mean, car accidents have been staged just to get a couple of pictures.
Wow, that's pretty dangerous.
And sometimes even life-threatening.
How do the celebs take it?
That depends. While exhibitionists like Paris Hilton embrace the media, most celebrities struggle. Being on display 24/7 is usually extremely stressful, which is why a growing number of stars are either refusing to answer any personal questions whatsoever. Jodie Foster would be an example. Or they really try to protect and defend their privacy. Some stars have started to fight back.
Fight back?
Yes. George Clooney, for example, anonymously feeds paparazzi with false sightings via certain websites to confuse them.
That's interesting. I'd love to come back to this after the break. Jeanette, thank you very much for this first insight.
My pleasure.
To our listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.